So the latest news from Brainwash Britain. Let me see this story that I found. Katy Perry goes Instagram official with Justin Trudeau. There's no like, you know, like Katy Perry kissed a girl and she likes it, you know. There's no actual kissing involved, but you get the idea that they're romantically involved. Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry. And I mean, she's old enough to know better. That's why she's in bed with a fascist. What else? Right, aye, so this thing that I'm focusing on, I think I've lost the story now. I think it might have been deleted. So if you read the Zardoz collection, well, as you can see, basically, I'm stitched up if I want benefits, if I want pension, if I want welfare, and I'm stuck in the gig economy, which means I don't always get employed. So, you know, at some point, I'm going to be out of work and I'll run out of food. And right now, I'm not going to have enough money to pay the rent at the end of the month, but I might just have enough money just to pay the rent at a later date. But that's it. It's a temporary situation. It's coming into January, a quiet period, so chances are I'll die in the winter here. And that's because of what the DWP did in the Zardoz collection. They're doubling down. This story, if I can just find it. Young people to lose benefits if they turn down work, says minister. Now, this looks like work-shy teenagers, but the actual reality, there's no work available because they've totally fucked the economy. And they're still taxing the shit out of people they no longer serve. So, like I say, like at that point, like last year, it's like all the taxes and national insurance and all the VAT, all everything that the system has taken from me, not consensually, but with the understanding that they were supposed to be protecting my human rights by the rule of law, is the base minimum. As for all the other services the government's supposed to provide, but the base minimum. Basic human rights, but the rule of law, protection of that, they couldn't provide that ever in my life. And I've paid in so much in the back of this promise of tomorrow, and at the point it got to like January last year, boom, that was it, no more welfare. Sanctioned for like 3 months for not remaining in a job that I did try to keep despite I had to fucking travel 3 hours, right in the limits of what the Welfare Reform Act says that I need to do. And it was right in the limits of that. But they wanted to sanction me even if I didn't get that job. They'd have still sanctioned me anyway because it was their intent to do so. Even though it's hard to prove intent, you just knew the direction. But I've sitting there with recorded information showing that the DWP is committing crimes against humanity right at the front line. And they fucking hate me. You know, they want me to starve to death. They're doubling down on it now. Young people will be stripped of their right to claim benefit if they refuse a taxpayer-funded job after 18 months without a job, the Working Pension Secretary says. I mean, that sounds, you know, legit, the way the BBC are putting it across. But the economy has been destroyed. You know, it's click and collect. Algorithms dictating where we must be and how much, you know, and it's like the humans are humans, they're not AI models. I mean, the AI models is very optimistic, extremely optimistic about how much a human can actually do, you know. And people are expected to, you know, compete with a non-existent AI model. And it's impossible. People are just falling down. And when they fall down, oh, well, that's our benefits cheat. Do you want an injection for a vaccine? They're just fucking working us to death and killing us off. This is Britain today. Now, young people can't find a job in the destroyed economy. And they'd be stripped of their right to claim benefits, their right to get food and shelter. If they can't find a job in 18 months. And it's as if like, the government is not involved in having destroyed the economy. And the government is not in jail. And the government are still collecting taxes. All these MPs and all these civil servants collecting all their salaries. Easy way to solve this problem. Sack them all, force them into forced labour until such times as the debts that they've accrued are paid off. It sounds cruel, but have a look at the cruelty of the mass fucking murder they've committed here. And do you know the babies in the UK? Almost half of babies conceived in the UK it's like 48% or something, almost half of the babies conceived in the UK are killed before they're born. And then the survivors, the system's holocaust against their own population, against the population they control, are indoctrinated into a system of deception by way of television and miseducation. And it's all set up to be sent into a suicide clinic because there's no precedence for this, and they can inject whatever they want and say, well, it wasn't a suicide clinic, you died of COVID-19. Mass fucking murder. There's an easy way to resolve this problem. See all these people in the civil service, every one of them in for the front line, right up to their commander at the top, the whole fucking lot of them. Put them in the fucking gig economy and let us live in the freedom that we were entitled to from the day we were born. And now they want to deprive young people of the right to eat if they don't obey the government. And this is coming in a situation where, like, world news, all the other news is talking about the militarisation of Europe. The European Union wants these kids to go on the front line to protect their own enslavers. The people that murdered their babies, the people that murdered their grandmother. No, not the fucking unvaccinated. You know, those people who may have had a virus that could infect someone with an effective vaccine in them that was not as safe and effective as they made out. They lied through their fucking teeth, and they've been killing granny in suicide clinics in 2007. And God knows what they've been doing, you know, behind closed doors with the people that are in these nursing homes. And now they want to kill off the young and get them. They're talking about conscription. In France, they're talking about conscription. Yesterday, the day before, it was announced in Germany that the way the BBC sold it, you know, the way the European Broadcasting Union sell these things. Oh, Germany is to reintroduce the voluntary military service. There's no reintroduction of what, there's always been voluntary military service, even in West Germany and in East Germany. If you want to join the military, you can join the military. It's always been that way, nothing's changed. An absolute lie of a headline. And then you find out what the story is. Rather than anything, you know, reintroduction of voluntary services, though it was conscription that was going on in Germany before. It's something involuntary that's changed in Germany. They're putting out forums and it is mandatory for people to fill them in. Now, if you remember Germany, 2020, no job, no job, no welfare, starve to death if you don't obey the government. They murdered their own people. And you might say, well, people got the vaccine and they weren't murdered. It's like the government pointed a gun at them. And, you know, like they say in, like, American gun culture, don't point a gun at someone that you don't intend to kill. The fact that they got the vaccine under such coercion, pure unambiguous violations of the Nuremberg Code in Germany, now they've got mandatory forums for, well, 18-year-olds, can hardly say children, but you get the idea, they're very young. It's yes or no, would you join the armed forces of Germany if you were asked? And it's like a yes or no. Would you join the people? Would you protect your country from the people? Would you protect the government of your country that killed your granny and blamed it on the unvaccinated? That's what they're being asked in Germany. And there's talk about conscription in France, while, like, over in the Eastern Bloc countries, they're saying, Viktor Orban is probably the least European Unionist member of the European Union. Hungary are basically saying, for the inside, the EU has intent to militarise Europe for a war that will happen before 2030. And there's talk in Britain, there's talk in France and Germany, being reported in the BBC, you know, in Britain. The BBC's always went to be in line with our European partners. You know, before Brexit they were doing this. Nobody ever voted for the European Union to even exist, and they decide to dictate the law to all of us in disregard of the will of the people. the BBC are reporting, you know, what they're saying in Germany and what they're saying in France, and it looks like they're going to be doing similar shit in Britain. I mean, if, you know, there's children in those areas and all they've had is their teachers, is Nazi ideologues, you know, because when you see, you know, the gig economy, when you see the surveillance apparatus, and you've seen all the people warning against it, as it's all been progressed through, and there's been deliberations against the people speaking the truth about this and warning about this, you know, there's people out there that are deliberating it to happen. And if the only people that are going to get killed in conscription is the kids of those people who've mass murdered Europe for the European Union, I feel sorry for the kids. They've never had a chance to know right from wrong. But if those kids that are going to get killed are the last remnants of European people with European values, like, for example, Socrates in Plato's Republic, the concept of property and when it's just and when it's unjust to withhold property from its rightful owner. You know, Socrates comes up with the thing, well, look, if you're going to get, if the property is a knife and the rightful owner wants it back so he can slit his own throat so he can commit suicide, you would refuse it on that basis, and that would be an exception to the general rule. It would be unjust to provide assisted suicide. Now have a look at the values of the European Union. They're not European. They're mass murdering bastards killing our babies in an intergenerational scheme that involves television propaganda, social engineering on these social media platforms that the television's promoted, and with a digital ID they want access to all our phone messages. Like, we don't have any rights to privacy of home and correspondence. Like, the international covenants to protect our human rights have been torn to shreds. And if you can actually get a discussion with one of these bastards, they say that the Nuremberg Code is no longer applicable. Something to do with Helsinki or something like that. Something we the people were never asked whether our rights that were proclaimed at the end of World War II would just be set aside, so that the fake democracy of Europe could do it, and now it wants to fucking send children off to go and get fucking slaughtered to protect tyrants from what they've done. And I must look like I'm pro-Russian, I support the Russians. Well, yeah, I do. Quite frankly, I do at this stage. You know, the Russians were like evil bastards back during the Cold War. And the evil bastards of Russia are nothing in comparison to what the European Union has done to Europe. You know, Russia had a very crude surveillance state in East Germany. That was like former Nazi territory, you know, that was like Berlin. But Adolf Hitler was the emperor, killing all these fucking people that wouldn't go along with his dictatorship. And the Russians were, you know, well-known bastards in like during the Cold War. And it was quite extreme compared to what we were living in the West. But what we're living in now is even more extreme than that extreme of that. Yeah, I would rather live in fucking Russia than live in the European Union. Well, I'm not saying Russia is good, you know, by Cold War standards, Russia was worse than the West. But by modern standards, even the most atrocious evils of the Soviet Union are nothing in comparison to what the European Union has done. And you see all their, you know, their little Hitlers giving it, oh yeah, yeah, Tony Blair, the greatest man that ever lived. And they're not going to talk too much about Ursula von der Leyen, but you know, that's what they're into. Supremacism. The superior people that rule the fucking country. Each fucking apparatchik in their government position versus we, the ordinary people who are just a fucking slaves that will pay whatever tax are told to pay, obey whatever rules they make up, regardless of the morals and traditions of the people of Europe. These people have lost the fucking plot, and they want children to protect them from the evils they've committed in Ukraine, having already annexed all the nations of Europe without any democratic legitimacy whatsoever, and they're looking to recruit children to protect a regime of terror that uses censorship and propaganda to prevent the truth getting out. This is bitchute. Bitchute is regulated into the dirt by a UK government agency that was formed in European Unionism, you know, before Brexit, It's not that like Brexit has changed anything, but revealed that nothing is democratic and legitimate with the EU, not only in Britain but across any other country where a referendum has been held. And the first referendum, if it said no, that's it. Ireland, no. Well, they went back and they voted again, yes, but they voted no. That was it. End of story. The European Union kaput in Ireland. Your criminal regime is kaput. These are a bunch of murderers. These are a bunch of liars that deserve to be put into concentration camps and dealt with like as prisoners of war. Britain, the same. Brexit, has Brexit happened? Why is John Major not in jail for treason against the democracy of the UK? The master treaty was never signed by any elected prime minister. And as for the mainstream media propping up their fake fucking democracy, that's the only people who've ever been represented in my entire adult life. Propagandists on TV telling us what we would vote for if there was a referendum, till finally there was one that revealed the whole scope of Europe. Nobody said a say on it apart from the dictators and the various people that are on board with them. Chewing up fucking babies for medical products. So now they want to fucking kill children, and I don't know whether it's going to be, you know, killing off the fucking the ones that have got so fucking Nazi-plagued brains that their families have fucked them, or whether they're going to be, it's going to be a fucked up situation by the way things are looking. So in Britain right now, you know, children are being forced into starvation. Get a job within 18 months, a job that's going to be suitable, that's going to provide for you the most basic human rights. Because all these people collecting all these taxes and doing nothing but lying through their teeth, or they're a nice luxury lifestyle, but the children that are sitting there, it's like, what, you're telling me I need to go and accept industrial injuries and less than safe work practice as well? The salesmen tell me it's not that way at all. And they're like, no wonder they don't fucking want to work. They're going to get fucking destroyed there. Or if they're lucky, they might get a nice role just before those car factories are going to be turned into tank factories. Then the women are going to be making bombs. So the boys that they would be marrying are off to get fucking slaughtered. You know, this is, you know, new world. And what are they going to be saying about it on the internet? Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's what they said about the surveillance state in 95. That's what they said, like, you know, about people talking about gang stalking in 98 forward. Or 2001, the explosions under the Twin Towers and Tony Blair's dodgy dossier. It's all just a big conspiracy theory. It's what's going on. The Nazis run the European Union. They regard us to be their fucking livestock. And see all these government-y people. You know, even the people you get to meet at the front desk. Like, straight away, you should be able to say to them, right, I'm unvaccinated. I couldn't have infected someone if it was injected with a safe and effective vaccine. There's tons of, you're working for a regime that is engaged in mass murder, blaming anybody but themselves. Why haven't you quit? Or you're going to get tossed out of that government office straight away, because they know what it is they're in with. And they would sooner side with those that are going to give them their bread butter side up, you know, rather than align with the people they're mass murdering and enslaving across Europe. So, you know, if it does come to a war with Russia, you know, I don't give a shit, you know what I mean? I've got nothing to gain, I've got nothing to lose, you know. I don't like the Russians because of the Cold War, you know. But I'd rather be sitting there in Russia than sitting here in the European fucking Union. And all their propaganda, it's racism and xenophobia. You know, I remember that, you know, and it's Thatcherism if you don't support fake fucking democracy. Racism and xenophobia. I've met a guy from France and he's like, aye, it's fucked up. That was like the first person that I met, you know. There's other people across, just Europeans. I don't mean European Unionists, but Europeans who themselves in France are being told, oh, they're racist and xenophobic if they don't support the European Union. They've got no problems with me as a British guy, and I've got no problems with them as a French guy, but I've got a problem with a Nazi fucking dictatorship. Almost half the babies in Britain conceived have been killed before they're born, and what's left? You know, what's been done to the survivors of that Holocaust? And they're going on about Benjamin Netanyahu, it's the Jews while they're engaged in all this. They don't talk about the genocide of Germany against its unvaccinated population. They just fucking killed, starved them to death. They don't talk about that, but when bombs are dropping in Gaza, oh, they want to talk about that. Then that must mean I'm a Jew, you know, because I'm you know, I'm pointing out things besides what stuff that was going on. You didn't see that in the media. Did you see the BBC say, oh, look at this condemnation of what Benjamin Netanyahu has done in Israel? Well, no, you didn't see that when it came to Germany. And Austria did to its own people. No, it's the unvaccinated. Look at the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated are killing your granny. And watch out for the people on TV that don't support European Unionism. They're all rapists and paedophiles. It's all the false accuser has ever did. We are dealing with the devil right here in our home, Dad. And they want to kill your children to shore up the fucking regime. And they'll tell you I'm a racist, I'm a xenophobe. Or they've got all their fucking backlogs, you know. An employer, a place that you know, I was saying I had to work for, like I had to go like a 3-hour travel time to get a job because there was no fucking jobs available. And that one came up pure bizarrely. You've heard me talk about it in previous audio casts. And on the back of that, a false accusation of racism as a reason for dismissal of this job, they deliberately went out their way to recruit me to. And that cut also in the back logs of Facebook. They've got me down as a racist twice. And when you look at the context of the conversation where that occurs, you can clearly see I'm the very opposite of that. But the end of the back, oh, I'm a racist. Because, you know, false reports are being made and behind closed doors that I don't get to see, and I know fine well they're false. And anybody that's been listening to me for long enough knows exactly where I'm at in the race thing. And the race has got nothing to do with it. Totalitarian dictatorship, I've always hated it. Even before the European Union was constructed over the heads of anything we could vote on. And they say that's racism. So French people that don't support the European Union are being accused of racism by the European Unionists. Yet they've probably got a great deal of fealty and love towards people in Britain. Have a great deal of fealty and love towards people in France suffering this dictatorship. France, Germany, Netherlands, whoever's left after all the suicide clinics, right fucking core centre in the Netherlands. Like all the people that were transported to the death clinics in the Netherlands, you know, with all over Europe. They just fucking killed them off in suicide clinics and pretended, well, they volunteered to die. These people were deprived of legal rights, except the legal right to sign their name and their own fucking death certificate. Some of them too mentally adult to even know what they were signing. As far as I'm concerned, you click that button in the Google button and section 147 of the end user license agreement applies. I get to shag your ass because you clicked a button. That's the legal speech, that's what the law is for them. And you try and get a lawyer. The lawyers aren't even fucking interested in you, so you don't have access to justice in Europe. And as for human rights, well, as far as the European Union's concerned, there are no human rights in terms of, you know, when the government commits crimes against its own people. That's what a human right violation was in the Europe that existed before the European Union. Now when the government commits crimes against its own people, oh no, that doesn't count, you're just mentally ill because you're seeing it for what it is. Now they want children to go and kill themselves for a regime which has enslaved them, murdered granny and blamed it on the innocent. So I don't know what to say to the kids that are faced with us now. So in Britain, you know, it's like, you know, if you can't get a job in an economy that's that fucked up that you're going to get... So I'm working in Hollies, there's a lot of gig economy work in Hollies. And we're all going to end up with like severe like musculoskeletal disorders, especially those people who are never used to like athletics and stuff like that. You know, you'd need to be a bodybuilder to survive in the gig economy in Hollywood. And it's either that or starvation for me, because the welfare system slipped my fucking throat. There aren't a lot of viable jobs available for young people, and they're just being told, well, get a job or you'll starve. They're doing it to children now. Well, 80, you know, people, young adults. Taxpayer funded jobs, you know, and well regulated, over regulated industries that will quickly switch from car factories to tank factories Mark my words. I'll probably be dead by then. Because, you know, I represent some sort of internal political opposition that doesn't get the light of day. You know, you can vote for the left party, you can vote for the right party, but it doesn't matter who you vote for. The European Union dictatorship is always in charge, as is its media corporations that controls the political class. But there's an internal opposition. I kind of represent something like that. This is the nutty conspiracy theorists. I don't mean the people running around saying it's the Jews and just being very ugly and hanging around those people that actually care about liberty and freedom. And the you know, the real people that were accused of being nutty conspiracy theorists before, the shit stirrers were sent in to just destroy any potential conversation in those places. It's a real political opposition that's got nothing to do with anything you can vote for, because they'll not permit you to vote for the conspiracy theory party, because it's no fucking theory. When you see that the people warning about surveillance in 1995 were predicting, you know, mobile phones, the way they've turned, tracking APs, Bluetooth connections, who you're speaking to, who's your friend, Facebook, social media, they know everything about you, every last fucking detail of you, and you don't even realise they're spying on you, and they're saying your privacy is protected by the rule of law. There's no fucking theory, it's a real fucking conspiracy, they know what they're doing. And now they're after your children. I don't know whether I'm fortunate or unfortunate not to have children. I would have always liked to have been a father and a husband, but my life has been held back while yous have been sleeping. Until John Major and anyone that's ever benefited from what he done are in jail with everything that they've got taken from them, Brexit has not happened. And if John Major dies and there's still people who succeed him, you know, when John Major was in charge, I got this. Tony Blair, the same. You know, they get nice jobs and they get lovely wealth, and it was all, you know, jobs for the boys, the cronies, nepotism. When all these people were involved in all that nepotistic stuff with Tony Blair and John Major and all the people that came since, everything that they've got, they've stolen. And if they're going to be like, I'm the child of the person that did this, it's like, it's receipt of stolen property, it doesn't belong to you. These assets fall to the crown because how it was achieved. You know, there's people, the black people in America who come from the slaves, and they're in such impoverished conditions, and they're saying like 400 years ago, we built this country. Without us, there'd be no cotton to make the denims that you're wearing. We deserve to be compensated for the crimes against humanity. And it's like, well, we're sorry about it, but there's nothing we can do about it. It's the past, it's the past. And they're still in the circumstances of extreme poverty, being forced to fucking work in shitty fucking jobs, because there is no fucking lad on the street. This is happening right here in Britain in our own lifetime. And the children of those people who betrayed the country for their European dictatorship want to pass on their stolen goods to their children and then say, well, hey, well, I was a child of the Nazis. I'm not like a Nazi myself. I'm sorry about it, but I'm still hanging on to the loot and you're not allowed to get it. That loot falls to the crown. That loot belongs to the people it was stolen from. Those people betrayed our country, and if you want to go and get fucking conscripted and go and fucking get killed, and you're into holding on to that loot, which doesn't belong to your father, nor does it belong to you, then go and get killed, because you've fucking murdered your own people. So thanks for listening.